Welcome to a very special episode of the Sex Ed Podcast. If you're a new listener, it's great to have you. And if you've been with us for a long time, thank you for your support. I'm your host, Liz Goldwyn, founder of the Sex Ed, your number one source for sex, health, and consciousness education. On our website, thesexed.com, you can read original essays written by our network of experts, watch live talks and videos, listen to past episodes of this podcast, and sign up for our weekly newsletter. You can also follow us on Instagram at thesexed. Today, I'm going to guide you in a short exercise designed to bring awareness to your genitals. Then, using a combination of breath work and pelvic floor muscle constriction and release, we're going to learn how to bring ourselves to orgasm, hands-free. Once you've mastered this practice, you can introduce it into partnered or solo sex for heightened pleasure. You don't need any prior experience to participate in this meditation. Sound impossible? Put yourself in the mindset of a kid just beginning to read. It's a little challenging, sometimes frustrating, but also exciting because you just can't wait to get to the juicy big kid books. But first, you gotta master the ABCs. I learned the basics of orgasm breathing from my friend and frequent the sex ed contributor, Courtney Avery. Courtney has a master's degree in public health and is a certified yoga instructor and birth doula. The first time she taught me the fundamentals of orgasm breath, I didn't believe it was possible to breathe myself to climax, and I expected it to happen after about 15 breaths. But nothing happens overnight, and practice makes perfect, right? So I set the mood to get serious about syncing my breath and pelvic floor with the intention of orgasming. I lit candles, took a bath, coordinated a romantic evening for myself, and got to work. It took some time, but eventually I got there. And holy wow, hashtag mind blown. As a fan of breathwork's mind and body altering benefits in general, I've experimented with various methods to achieve orgasm. And let me tell you, learning to incorporate mindful breath into your sex life is a game changer. So I want to teach it to you. Let's start with a simple exercise to break the ice. Close your eyes and take a deep breath in. Hold your breath for 3 counts and then slowly exhale, allowing your belly to fully release. Great. Now do it again twice more. Feeling settled? Now let's do it again, but as you exhale, bring your focus to your genitals. Notice how they feel. Are you itchy, wet, dry, sticky, tingly, numb? Whatever adjective you choose to describe the current state of affairs down below is okay. Just noticing and naming it is the first step on the road to a great new relationship with your sexual health. Now, close your eyes again and breathe deeply, exhaling all the way down your throat, chest, belly, and into your genitals. Do this slowly with me now, 3 times in a row. Do you feel any change in sensation? Are there any new adjectives you'd like to add to your list? Does it make you feel uncomfortable or awkward, weird, stupid, shameful, scared, silly, excited, or titillated to check in with your penis or vagina? Are you still with me? Good. The first step is becoming aware. Focus your attention again on your genitals and notice how they're feeling at this very moment. Just this simple act of awareness can transform how we approach our sexuality. Let's get a few things straight. Sex is not an act that you need another person to participate in. Sex doesn't need to culminate in orgasm to be a powerful experience or good. Sex affects every single area of your life and your decision-making process, whether or not you compartmentalize it. Your sexual energy is one and the same as your creative or life force energy. You may have heard this kind of energy referred to as prana, chi, or mana. If we can expand our ideas about what sex and our sexuality is and has the potential to be, we can begin to tap into it as a source of power and personal growth. Now we're going to practice noticing our genitals again, but this time introducing mindful awareness of our pelvic floor muscles and breath. Everyone has a pelvic floor. These are a group of muscles and connective tissue that span the entire area of the pelvis. They support your internal reproductive organs and help control the anal sphincter, urethra, vaginal opening, and blood flow to the penis. Your pelvic floor regulates major bodily functions, including urination, defecation, and sexual function. To locate your pelvic floor, take a deep breath in and out. With your next inhale, squeeze the muscles you would use to stop your pee and hold them in. As you exhale, release those muscles. The muscles you just engaged make up your pelvic floor. Maybe you've heard of Kegels or been told to practice your Kegels. By tightening and releasing your pelvic floor muscles, you've just done a Kegel exercise. Strengthening your pelvic floor muscles can aid in incontinence and intensify your orgasm, but on the other hand, overexercising them or doing so if you have underlying conditions, including postpartum, may be harmful. Check in with a trusted medical expert for what's right for you. For the following exercise, we won't be overdoing it. You ready? Close your eyes and take a deep breath in. Hold your breath in for 3 counts and then slowly exhale, allowing your belly to fully release. Great. Now do it again twice more. Feeling settled? Now let's do it again, but as we exhale, bringing our focus to our genitals. Observe any sensations. Now breathe deeply again, exhaling all the way down your throat, chest, belly, and into your genitals. Do this slowly with me now, 3 times in a row. Is there any change in the sensation? Whatever you're noticing, it's all good. Let's build on this. Now, as we begin an in-breath, slowly tighten your pelvic floor muscles. Try not to clench your glutes while doing so. Breathe all the way in while holding the pelvic floor. You may feel your belly and spine tighten or become more erect as you do. Hold your breath for a beat at the top of your inhale and then slowly exhale, keeping your pelvic floor engaged until you release your breath at the very bottom. Hold your breath for a beat at the top of your inhale and then slowly exhale, keeping your pelvic floor engaged until you release your breath at the very bottom, which should coincide with the exhale reaching your genitals. Try to release your muscles at the same time as you release your breath. Do you notice a tingling or a warm sensation? Do you feel any difference at all? Now try this a few more times until you feel comfortable with sinking your breath and your pelvic floor muscles constricting and loosening. Good work. This breath pattern is stage one of orgasm breathing. Now comes the more challenging part. We're going to slow everything down and practice that in-breath again, as though we're slowly sucking in air from a straw. Like this. While we are sucking in the air with our lips pursed, we'll be constricting our pelvic floor muscles all the way to the top of the breath. Remember, that feels like stopping your pee. Now, slowly release your breath as though you're blowing air back out through a straw while keeping your pelvic floor engaged. At the very bottom, when there's no air left to exhale, release your pelvic floor. How do you feel? Is there any difference now that you've added another element to the exercise? Let's recap. We have the slow breath in and out, as though we are taking air in and out through a straw. The entire time we're breathing in and exhaling, we're engaging our pelvic floor muscles. At the very end of your exhale, when there's nothing left, we release our pelvic floor muscles. After each full breath, pause a beat and notice how you feel. Okay, now we're going to try this breath pattern 10 times. Remember that it will take a while for muscle memory to take over. So don't get frustrated like I did if you don't bust a nut or get wet right away. You can replay, rewind, or stop this meditation at any time to reset and refocus. Just like an athlete trains or a performer rehearses, sex, or transcendent orgasms in particular, rarely just happen. If you want to get better at something, it's going to require determination, effort, and discipline. As we practice this breath pattern, I'll be muting my voice so you can tune into your own rhythm. Try to let go of expectation and flow with what's happening in your body, right here. Right now. How was that for you? Did you find yourself getting more comfortable with the breathing? Did you get anxious because nothing was happening? Are you one of those whiz kid geniuses and got off right away? Whatever happened and wherever you are is all good. Just keep at it. If you're in the checkout line, you can practice engaging and releasing your pelvic floor. No one is going to notice. If you're in bed with someone, you can try engaging these muscles when you find yourself close to orgasm. If you find yourself getting too much in your head during sex or masturbation and unable to focus, try tuning into your breath. Notice how it feels and report back. We love feedback at the Sex Ed. Thank you for practicing orgasm breath with me. I'm so excited for the power this practice has to radically transform your pleasure potential. You can visit thesexed.com to learn more about orgasm breathing or email us if you have questions to info@thesexed.com. And please leave us a review wherever you're listening to this episode. This episode was produced by Chloe Cassens, recorded by La'akea Okawai'i Akaio, and edited by Jeremy Emery. Until next time.